What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sometimes things happen working at a radio station. You never know what the hell's going to happen, including our friend Chris Russell showed up. He said, boys, I got a bunch of candy for you. Bag full of candy. Thank you, Roos.
You're welcome.
B-Mitch immediately said, yo, how old is this candy?
You guys like to think that I bring you just discarded stuff, 6-day-old leftovers.
Well, that's what it's been in the past, Roos.
Okay. I mean, you got, where's the track record
it's
of appreciation
Valentine's
of
Day.
Love?
And JB says, is it Valentine's Day candy? He said, no, it's not.
And there's
and it's straight Valentine's
because
Day
I didn't
candy.
Even,
I just
even
pulled
look
this
at it.
Out of the bag, and it's a puppy on a heart-shaped box of chocolates.
I didn't
and
even...
Rooster, what does that say?
It says, Happy Valentine's Day. What it doesn't say is, Happy Valentine's Day 2021. I'm just teasing.
Dude, I'm good with it. I love these. Jeff, I love chocolate balls. And Rooster just gave me a bag of them. And I'm fired up to eat these joints.
You gotta relax.
Yo, if you're watching on the stream.
And then he asked B-Mitch if he liked white chocolate balls.
And B said, what? Yes, give me one. That happened. Facts.
Y'all are insane, man.
You know that y'all don't say anything. I just let
JP,
them speak.
JP, you are insane.
I was, yo, Lindor chocolate balls. I love these things.
I was just trying to share the love a little bit. Just trying to bring
thank you.
Some treats in for my guys. I haven't been here since Thursday.
Yeah, where the
I haven't
hell you
seen
been?
My guy B-Mitch in a week.
I haven't been in either.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen you in a week, but it's nice to see him. I was in Cleveland and Canton for the weekend. So.
Okay, got to see the fam?
Yeah, yeah. Got great. To take Natalie to a my daughter to a concert at the House of Blues in Cleveland on Friday night for two guys that she really likes and whatever. So for her 21st birthday,
oh, awesome.
Dad got to buy her a $20 drink, a frozen margarita for $20 at the House of Blues.
Can you do me a favor?
Cleveland. Yeah.
Please tell me you didn't complain about the price of the drink to your daughter.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah,
I'm going to complain.
He did.
I think you
no, bet
you
no, no. did.
I did not. I did tell her at some point this weekend, you go out to eat too much. You're spending too much of the money that you don't make. But I did not complain that night. I just willingly did it, took care of it, bought her a little dinner as well, and it was good.
Okay.
And me
great.
A Diet Coke.
Great.
Because I had to drive.
How much do you think a frozen drink at a concert should cost, Roos?
Not $20.
I'm not even trying to be a jerk. That sounds kind of cheap.
Really?
Bro, a beer at FedEx at Northwest Stadium's
well,
20
I know. Bucks. It's like 17, 18, right? For one of those tall boys?
I feel 24? Like Jeff would be the best. Jeff,
I don't know.
What's a beer? It's like $19 at Northwest.
But you
it?
Get
it
like a 24-ounce can, right?
Yeah,
one of
like,
the tall boy cans?
Yeah, it's the big cans. It's like
okay.
two
how
beer
big was
one.
The frozen?
I don't know. It was just a regular size drink. I don't know. I don't even know what was in it. She ordered it, and I said, okay.
Long Island.
Whatever it was. It was not the Long Island because I was looking at that, and I had just had the conversation with her. I said, Natalie, I said, you got to be careful. She's like, Dad, I just had one drink. I just I said, Natalie, you got to be careful that the one drink you don't have is loaded with multiple kinds of liquor, like a Long Island iced tea because that's got like four or five. Yeah, exactly.
No mustard, but all the Long Island iced tea.
No
you could
French's
drink.
Yellow mustard, but all the LI iced teas.
Landfill, yeah. Is Rooster the closest thing we have to like the Tasmanian devil? Just pure chaos erupts from your path. Are you going to go share some of your chocolates, some of your Valentine's Day candy with the boys in the aquarium?
I am. That's who I tried to share it with, and then you saw it, and you immediately jumped down my throat and said, I got to bring it over here.
I needed the chocolate balls.
Okay.
Landfill, are you interested in this cuddly, cutie teddy bear that says bear hugs on it?
Valentine's Day candy again.
No, I'm good.
You don't want any Valentine's Day candy
in late
May?
Are those rejected gifts?
If there's anybody that speaks the language of love around here, it's Landfill.
Now that's the funniest thing you said ever.
I mean, occasionally a blind squirrel finds a nut.
He is a lover. Rooster, over under 10 and a half words you've spoken with White Brian.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I run into White Brian every day on the way to the bathroom or in the bathroom.
Whoa.
He is not very loquacious, but I always say hi.
I wouldn't want to talk in the bathroom
hi.
Either.
Whatever. And he usually responds, but sometimes he ignores me.
I think I'm 80% sure White Brian is just a pretty boring, chill dude that likes to just like
be. I think he's an old man in a young man's body.
All right.
He acts like he's 75.
10% of me thinks he's a drug addict.
Damn.
There's a small part of me that thinks he's on meth, and that's why he's falling asleep.
What?
And that's why he's so quiet. Because he's using
He falls asleep at work?
Are you aware of what sports are on this week? Everybody's falling asleep at work.
I mean, yeah. I heard you bitching him. What am I going to watch on a Monday night? I think you got good advice. Watch Monday Night Raw.
I did not, but I'm glad for those that do.
Like me.
When are you going to go watch Wrestling with Rooster? He brought you all this Valentine's Day candy.
No, he bought that for you.
Landfill, what's more suspect, when Cakes gave B. Mitch a gift for Valentine's Day or when Rooster brought in a bunch of Valentine's Day candy in late May?
It was definitely when Cakes gave B. Mitch a Valentine's Day gift.
Cakes' wife gave me a thank you for speaking to her class.
On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
But his wife gave it to me. Wasn't Cakes.
Roost, did you
If you want to come over and hang out and watch wrestling with me, I will
Roost,
make sure.
Roost, I'm not going to watch wrestling with you. I'm letting you know that right now.
Come on, man.
I'm not watching wrestling.
I just wanted a bond, a little brotherhood.
Nah, Jeff and JP coming.
Nah, I'm busy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a busy night
I was going to say, I was going to cook you up something fresh, something good.
Define fresh.
If you specify fresh, that means you don't normally cook fresh stuff.
Fresh means not expired.
You just rolled in here with Valentine's Day candy, and then I asked, is this for Valentine's Day? And you said no. And it literally says Happy Valentine's Day on it.
Because I didn't know what it was. I just...
How does a bag full of Valentine's Day candy emerge in your life on May 20th?
You know, I have secret powers. You know, things just emanate from the sky, and they just wind up in my car, and I said, I got to bring something to the boys.
Manna from heaven.
I was not expecting, you know, 20 questions.
You are writing a burgundy shirt.
I think you purchased that for people who were possibly coming over, and they never came.
That's true.
Like, You've been trying to dodge me for months.
If you went over to his house to watch wrestling and he gave you a bunch of Valentine's Day candy,
I might give him a right piece. A two-piece. Beep, beep.
Roost, everybody does the exercise, but B wasn't here. Did you go through, now that we know the Commander's schedule, and come up with a record?
No, did you come up with every game that they screwed you?
Oh, definitely.
Well, yeah, we know that. Christmas Day, obviously. I didn't actually do that exercise because so many things change. But if I had to guess, I would say this is a 10-win team.
Okay. We're going to do our
max.
Best. Max, he adds. They're not screwed by the schedule, Roos. Every time they play on Thursday means they get a longer break the other side.
You don't think of the layers of this problem that I think of.
Coins have two sides, bro. You flip it one way, it lands. You flip it the other way, lands the other way.
Hey, you are a glass half full kind of guy. I am a glass half empty. As a matter of fact, I'm a glass 75% empty kind of guy.
You're a Valentine's Day on May 20th kind of guy. Nobody go anywhere to be much of
a deliver.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.